Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Now to Egypt, where there are protests this morning, demonstrators again calling for a change in government after 30 years of authoritarian rule. Yesterday, the protests were so unexpectedly large that this voice recorded by the BBC has a sense of just how both joyful and disoriented the people were yesterday who were in the streets.
We're waiting for some kind of revolution or something like that. We have to move. We're not going to stand still.
We wanted to bring BBC's Cairo correspondent John Lyne back into the program. He was in the middle of the demonstrations yesterday. John, what are you seeing this morning?
It's a bit quieter today, thankfully, maybe, at least for our sanity and safety. Basically, there have been calls for new demonstrations. It's a bit early in the day yet. Certainly, the last time I went down there a short while ago, there weren't people gathered, although there were a few demonstrators very first thing in the morning. The feeling, I think, is that possibly there won't be a big demonstration today, but perhaps it might gather steam again at the weekend, which starts here Thursday evening and Friday. People have got to go back to work today. Yesterday was a public holiday, and it is very last minute to get a big demonstration organised. So it's still possible something might happen today. I don't feel they've lost the momentum. I think there is that momentum developing from yesterday, but it may not happen actually today on the streets.
Well, what are your sources in the government saying about, government reaction, maybe rewriting their response because of what might have surprised them yesterday? And what about the reports that Twitter and Facebook have been assailed by technological, sort of strategies within the government to try to shut them down?
Well, as for the government, I think we've seen a very familiar and frankly not very imaginative response. The Interior Ministry has just issued a tough statement saying that all demonstrations are banned. I mean, they've been re-banned, really, because they already were banned unless they got permission, which they never did get. But they've stressed that all demonstrations are banned and those who go out and protest will be prosecuted. So they're just carrying on the tough line that really this government's had for the last 30 years. There was a slightly different message from the Foreign Ministry when they were trying to say that there was freedom of expression here. I think obviously a message aimed perhaps as much outside Egypt as to their own people. So absolutely no change of policy from the government whatsoever. The technological issues, yes, that's right. Twitter was blocked for a while yesterday. I think part of the mobile phone system seems to have been blocked, and there were reports for a while that Facebook also was blocked. So they've realised to some extent the importance of internet communications, although I don't think they're fully ahead of that issue.
And as you pointed out yesterday, that's not a majority of the people of Cairo have access to those kinds of things. Finally, having spent time in Cairo myself, always the morning comes with that kind of bracing sort of feel of the Nile River, the smell of exhaust and the smell of wood-burning heaters across the city. As you go out this morning, any different ambiance, any different sense of smell, wafts of tear gas this morning?
Well, very much so. It was a very thick, one of these very thick winter mists we get, and the tear gas was distinctly hanging in the air for really quite a while. I think they used a lot of tear gas through the night finally to disperse those protesters, and the smell was hanging heavy in the air this morning. Yeah,
so there will be some tearful eyes as workers get back to work, a reminder of what went on just 24 hours ago, eh?
Indeed, yes. I think people out here are not going to forget that in a hurry.
BBC's Cairo correspondent John Lyne with an update on the situation in Cairo. Thanks, John.